All right, greetings everyone. This is Chris Dixon and welcome back to another episode and discussion here on the Tunnel Vision Podcast. Hope you all are doing good and well on this wonderful Wednesday. On this particular lesson and discussion, I'm just going to go into my personal experiences working with spirits and deities on this particular path we call the occult magic, so to speak. And hopefully, you know, the insights that I provide on this particular episode will assist you all on your journey, you know, especially if you are just starting out on this path and you possess certain curiosity and desire to want to work with spirits and learn about them, so to speak. So hopefully my experiences can help you out, and the insight that I have to give to you all on this episode will assist you, so to speak. But my personal experience, you know, working with deities and spirits, it's been very interesting and intriguing. But it's been very challenging on the other side of the coin. Working with spirits and deities is not at all easy by any means. It is one of the most challenging things that you will ever experience on this path. And one thing is for certain is that spirits and deities, they're going to challenge you in different ways. They're going to challenge you in ways that you won't even expect to be challenged in. But on the flip side of the coin, you know, as they challenge you, you know, as they break down parts of yourself that needs to be broken down, as they do away with old beliefs, old programmings and ways of thinking that you possess that has never been a benefit to you, you know, as you work with them, they're going to impart wisdom in you and knowledge that will be very beneficial to you and your spiritual development and growth. A lot of people get into magic, you know, when it comes down to spirits, you know, they want to see if they're real. They want to see if they can get something from them that's more based on a material level, you know. I'm not saying that it's wrong to seek their assistance in obtaining, you know, worldly things, but that is not primarily their desire, you know, as it pertains to you and their assistance in helping you, so to speak. They're more concerned with your spiritual growth and evolution and your desire to go to higher levels of spiritual awareness. That is their primary focus and desire as it pertains to you. So the things that I've gone through, you know, these past 8 years of being on this path have been life-changing. There have been several times where I've questioned if this path was for me. You know, there have been times where I've actually tried to put down magic, but spirits and deities, you know, my spirit guides, they would not allow it. And that's how I know, you know, this journey is for me. you know, spirits and deities, you know, they let people walk away from magic all the time. And sometimes they will even forcibly put people back into old belief systems, whether it's Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Buddhism, etc. But those who magic is their calling and this is their true soul's mission, they're not going to let that person walk away, you know, from the practice. It doesn't matter how difficult things are. They're not going to let you walk away. And that is what I've experienced personally. They have not allowed me to walk away from this path. And developing a relationship with them, a personal relationship with them, of course, you know, they have a sense of humor. They enjoy, you know, interacting with you, joking around with you and things of that nature. But when it comes down to your work and your practice, you know, they mean business. And that is something that you have to understand. And of course, one of the most important things to take into consideration is having respect for them, because they do not have to help you at all on your journey. Spirits and deities ignore humans all the time. And if they see, you know, potential in you, they will work with you. But one thing that they don't entertain at all is people that are not serious about going deeper in their spirituality with this particular information. They're just not going to waste their time. You know, they're not going to baby you. They're not going to spoon feed you. You know, they're going to challenge you to become the best version of yourself, to become more confident in who you are, in yourself, and just overall your spiritual journey and development. I noticed on my journey, as I began to go deeper in my practice and working with spirits, my confidence level increased in who I am as a practitioner. You know, I stopped caring about what other people think, what other people feel about me being on this path, any form of scrutiny, judgment, condemnation, you know, gossip that may be going on behind my back about me being on this path. You know, I stopped caring. You know, at first I cared, but the more that I got deeper into this and become more confident, you know, I stopped caring, you know, because at the end of the day, it's not going to matter. You know, what matters is your journey, your spiritual development, and your ability to go to the next level as a magical practitioner. Those who respect you and support you, they will stay by your side. Those that are against you or they don't resonate with who you have become and where you're going as a practitioner, those relationships are going to end. And that's another thing. My relationships in my personal life have changed drastically. Close friendships have run their course that I've known my whole life. I've lost good associates, you know, but those relationships, you know, ran their course as well. And I'm just at the point now where, you know, when it comes down to relationships, those that support me and resonate with me, they will stick with me. Those that don't, eventually those relationships will run their course, and I'm okay with that. Because I understand not everybody can go where my soul is leading me to, you know. So being lonely is a part of this path, you know, it's essential. And it's something that you have to get used to, you know, it's something that's going to teach you self-love, self-respect. You learn how to get content, you know, with being by yourself. You know, you don't become needy, you know, for other people. You're not out here friend chasing, you know, seeking approval, seeking attention, you know. That's just the type of mentality that you develop. And, you know, working with spirits, you know, you develop also their characteristics and personalities, you know, into your own. So you become more confident, like I said, you become more warrior-like in your nature, especially if you work with infernal spirits, you know, going through the Kalipoth and working with those particular spirits, you know, you're gonna become more warrior-like in your nature. You're not gonna be wearing your heart on the sleeve anymore. You know, you're not gonna be saying yes all the time. You know, you're not gonna be so nice to people all the time. You know, you're still gonna be a good person, but you know, you start to develop boundaries and you become very protective of those boundaries, right? So you really are going to go through some deep changes, you know, both on a mental level, spiritually, and emotional level. And these changes are going to be lifelong, you know, so you have to really understand what you're really getting yourself into when you choose to work with spirits and embark on this path. And of course, you know, staying on top of your studies, you know, staying on top of, you know, reading and studying spirits, you know, understanding the different spirits out here, you know, that is very essential to your development, so to speak. You know, working with spirits, you know, of course, you know, if you want to set up, you know, an altar to them, you know, you don't have to do this, but you know, it's essential that you do, you know, have a personal altar space. Having the statues of different deities and spirits that you work with, that you resonate with, on your altar. And of course, you're not worshiping them. You know, you are acknowledging that they are a part of you, and you're working in consort with them to embody their personalities, attributes, and abilities to grow and evolve spiritually. So having these things are good and essential. And just taking one step at a time, you know, don't overload yourself. Don't try to dive into so many different systems of magic at one time. You know, just go with the flow and learn as you go and experience, you know. And over the course of your journey, you know, the deities and spirits or the pantheons that you relate to and you're supposed to work with, they will reveal themselves to you personally as you go deeper into this practice. Because another thing about spirits and deities and the different pantheons is that it also relates to your ancestral bloodline and DNA. You know, the traditions that your ancestors were into and the spiritual practices that, you know, your ancestors were into, you know, 9 times out of 10, you know, that followed you throughout your bloodline to now, you know. And that's the reason why you have a pull or a strong desire to work with a certain pantheon, whether it's the Hindu pantheon, the Egyptian pantheon, the Greek pantheon, Native American pantheon, whether it's Brujeria, which is Mexican folk magic. You know, it's so many different pantheons of magic or systems of magic out here. But all of that will reveal itself to you as you go deeper and you activate these different parts of yourself that's never been activated. So it's definitely a roller coaster ride. It's very intriguing, but it's very challenging at the same time. And long as you wait a course, you stay patient, things will work out just fine. And what is meant for you will find you, and you will begin to cultivate that particular path and system, so to speak. But that's all that I got for this particular episode. I just wanted to share my personal experiences with you all working with spirits and deities. And hopefully the insight that I provided will help you where you're at this very moment. Of course, I got more insight to drop. But this is what I wanted to talk about and discuss for this particular lesson and episode. So I hope that you all enjoyed it. Hope that y'all are doing good and well, wherever you're at, the time zone you're in, when you're listening to this, whether it's in the day or whether it's at night. Hope that you all got a lot from it. And I hope that you all continue the good work and what you're doing on your journey, right? That's all I got for this episode, and I will talk to you all on the next one. Peace.